government is still making frantic efforts to see to the full implementation of a Ghana urban transport project. Already, a team from Ghana is currently in Brazil to finalize the acquisition of buses for the project. Operators of private transport have also formed and registered three private limited liability companies to run the BRT. These issues came up at the inauguration of the Greater Accra Passenger Transport Executive GAPTE under the project to transform the transport sector in Accra. The chairman of GAPTE, Alfred van der Poy, announced that the first phase of the bus rapid transit project will take off in December. Gloria Anderson and Frida Mofa have more.
Ghana, with support from the World Bank and the French Development Agency, is implementing the Ghana Urban Transport Project. Although the project faced some initial challenges, especially with private transport operators who thought they would be out of jobs, the Ghana Urban Transport Project has made some progress. The inauguration of the Greater Accra Passenger Transport Executive is one of such achievements. The Greater Accra Passenger Transport Executive is a composition of 30 metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies. The Executive Board will see to the full implementation of the bus rapid transit project in the major corridors earmarked for quality bus service. They will be responsible for planning and the regulation of passenger transportation. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Julius Debra, who inaugurated the committee, was optimistic that the BRT project will be effectively managed to enhance productivity and reduce the hours spent in traffic by commuters. The Minister of Transport, Jifa Atibo, announced the government is procuring quality buses for the project to run effectively. She said the BRT will not disadvantage any group of persons. She explains how the BRT will run.
As the Transport Ministry, we are committed to the efficient transportation system. Nobody will be disadvantaged in this operation. As I've been said, government is committed. We just don't want any kind of buses to be brought in for the BRT operation. We want to start on a very efficient mode. The government, through the Minister of Transport, is trying to procure quality buses for the operation. We start the first route from Amasama, and others will follow. We will use state-of-the-art equipment for this operation. Nobody should expect paper tickets. We all have mobile phones, whether we are educated or not, and we are able to load credits on the mobile. We adopt similar structures to ensure that we block all revenue leakages.
The chief executive of the AMA, who is the chairman of the Greater Accra Passenger Executive, explains what its mandate is and how the executives will ensure that the BRT project begins this year as promised.
As part of the delivery of the improvements promised by government, scheduled high-capacity bus services are to be systematically introduced under the transportation delivery system and management of the assemblies throughout GAPTE and the following key corridors. 1. The Amasama to Tudu in the Central Business District of Accra. The Adenta to the Central Business District of Accra. Kaswa to the Central Business District in Accra. And last but not the least, Tema to the Central Business District of Accra through the Beach Road. These buses. The government is at the concluding stages of discussions with suppliers for the provision of buses to the three companies of services on the corridor. The engineering studies on the corridor for roads infrastructure development have been completed with detailed time on the bus infrastructure and bus priority. The award of contract for the implementation of the time is expected at the end of this month so that the construction will take place. The bus infrastructure and bus priority works are expected to be completed by November this year, by which time the bus consignment of buses will have delivered in Accra.
About 86 buses will be needed to roll out the BRT from Amasama to the Central Business District in Accra, which starts in December this year.
Gloria Anderson with that report.